Thanks so much for being with us today on the Ideas Network as we continue to talk about Earth Day and the goings-on around Wisconsin and elsewhere. Happy to have with us now Wisconsin DNR Deputy Secretary Beth Beer with us. We'll talk to her about the effects of COVID-19 on the department, and we'll take your calls as well. So what questions do you have for Secretary Beer? We'd like you to be part of the conversation. Give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, or you can send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. And Deputy Secretary Beer, welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, before we get talking about Earth Day, why was it necessary? And maybe give us an explanation as to why we had to close some of our parks.
Sure. Closing parks was a really difficult decision to make, and not one that, we were wanting to have to do. We're in the park business and the land business, and we really enjoy being able to provide people a place to go, and especially during this time, to sort of, decompress. But unfortunately, what we were finding was incredibly large crowds, increases in littering and vandalism and other things that were providing, opportunities that weren't safe for the public or our staff. So unfortunately, we had to make that difficult decision to scale back what was available, particularly in the southern part of the state. And just a couple of examples. For instance, we had up at Highcliffe an estimated 16,000 visitors over the first weekend in April, and at Lapham Peak, somewhere in the neighborhood of 11,000 visitors over that same weekend, Devil's Lake, over 7,500 folks. And it was just a really difficult crowd size over the course of a weekend to manage and to be able to ensure social distancing and ensure that restrooms were kept in a condition that was sanitary and, safe for the public. So that's some of the challenges we faced.
Yeah, I can certainly see them, and I hope others have as well. Have you gotten some feedback on it?
I think, it's mixed, much like when the parks were open and there were people who were contacting us really concerned about the crowds and recommending we close them. Now that we have closed them, we've certainly heard from folks who are upset with that decision and not having the opportunity to be able to, be out and enjoy these wonderful spaces. I think it's a balance. And I think everything that, the state is trying to do, the DNR is trying to do, is to try and strike that balance between protecting the public and trying to prevent the spread of the disease and, providing what opportunities we can. And I think, we still have linear trails in the south that are open, and there's still some, local properties that managed by other cities or counties that I think, some of those are still available. And we're just hoping that people can find ways to be out and enjoy the outdoors, but stay close to home. And for people who are visiting our properties that are still open, that, they're practicing those social distancing measures, and they're, taking care to bring out whatever trash they bring into the properties, and, are keeping our staff safe as well as other members of the public that they encounter when they're out there.
Yeah, for sure. We have some callers online. Rick in Darlington, will give you a chance. Hi, Rick.
Hello. How are you today?
Great. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
I was real disappointed that the parks got closed, especially in the southern end here. I totally understand why they did. My wife and I took a trip to Governor Dodge here a couple weeks ago, and it was just outlandish the amount of people who were up there. So I totally agree. But I think if you wouldn't have waived the fees and just kept the park sticker fees on, I don't think there'd have been that problem. And I'd like to have her comment on that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Beth Beer?
Sure. Yeah, thank you for the question. And this is certainly an issue that people have raised with respect to the fee waiver. And how that came about was when we had originally closed the visitors, centers, public buildings at the parks early or late March. I think that was around the 23rd or so of March. We were on a voluntary fee system, which meant we weren't selling park stickers at in that person-to-person transaction at the front gate. But we do have some electronic registration stations, kiosks, and so we were going with a voluntary fee to have people use those systems. What we found was that we had huge issues of people congregating around those, as well as how we were going to keep them clean and sanitized. So the decision to waive fees was really made to try and help prevent social gatherings and large crowds of people and to not have staff have to interact in those large crowds and try to, you know, continually sanitize the machine. So that was how the fee waiver, the reason we decided to institute that, to make it an easier, safer way for people to enter the parks. And it probably did increase visitors quite a bit. But, you know, we're still trying to figure out the best way to strike that balance of trying to keep our properties open and not have points of congregation at them.
Yeah, that makes sense. Stella in Sturgeon Bay, your turn.
Hi. I think you sort of dealt with part of what I was asking, what I want to ask. We live in Door County. We're very rich with state parks up here, and we love them. We support our parks by buying our stickers each year, our annual stickers each year. And so far, we haven't been able to get them because the park offices are closed and the DNR office is closed. Is there any way that we can buy our park stickers either via the mail or online? Do you have any way that you can sell stickers to us?
That is an excellent question, and thank you for asking it. That is, we have not had online sales of park stickers in the past. You can access them through the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks. They do sell our stickers online, and I'm afraid I don't have up-to-date information as to whether or not if you placed that order, the time frame it would take in order for you to receive it. But this is an issue that, especially in light of everything that's going on, that we're very much aware of and trying to figure out what opportunities we can hopefully provide the public soon to be able to access those stickers, because it is important that particularly as, you know, we come out of this and look at how our parks will be reopening and when fees will be in place again, that we make sure that people can have the opportunity to purchase a sticker and in a way that's safe for them to do so. So thank you for the question.
Yeah, thank you, Stella. I appreciate it very much. Dennis in Pembine, we'll go to you. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. Just wondering, I know some counties have closed boat ramps. Wondering if the state is considering that with the inland fishing season opening in May.
So will the boat ramps be closed when inland fishing opens?
Right now, our state boat ramps that are not contained within a closed property are still open. I can't speak to all of the other access points and boat ramps that that other local governments, like he's mentioned, have closed or, you know, made sure bathrooms and other facilities aren't open at those places. For right now, our state boat ramps are open as long as they are not within a property that is already closed. Obviously, you know, we continue to monitor all of these situations and see what things look like on the ground. But all of our fishing is open. You know, you just regular fishing regulations apply. So it is our hope, obviously, that when people choose to access the water and other resources, that they're continuing to follow social distancing guidelines and are staying as close to home as possible.
Mm-hmm. And the turkey season, I believe, opened today for those people who had the permits for this time period, and that's going on as well, is it not?
It is, yes.
And, so there we go. So that's so those kinds of things are still available. The fishing when it I mean, you can fish now for certain species, of course, and that's not a problem. And it'll be the same for the turkey hunt. Logan in Green Bay has something. Logan, hi.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for the gift. What I wanted to say, this is in defense of Governor Ayers. My wife and I went around, you know, just to enjoy being away from home, and my wife suffers from a serious respiratory problem, and we decided to go to the parks, and we found the parks were crowded and lots of people were not obeying the basic rules of distance, and many of them were touching each other, they were just together, and I found this disturbing, and we decided to leave the park. We went to another park, and the same thing occurred. And I'm grateful that we have a governor that places the safety of residents above all politics. Thank you.
Logan, thanks very much for calling. So there's somebody certainly in favor of what was done with the parks, Deputy Secretary Beer.
Yes, I appreciate that. I think, you know, the focus that we all have above everything else is trying to prevent people from becoming ill and taking care of those who are. And so that's the decision point that we've all gathered around in trying to decide how we move forward on these things.
You know, we're all going to be gathering, or many people will be kind of gathering around for next week on Wednesday. Earth Day is coming up on the 22nd. What does that day mean to you?
Well, Earth Day is a pretty special day, particularly here in Wisconsin, being sort of the birthplace of Gaylord Nelson and the idea of Earth Day. And I think it's something that we've all been very excited about, being the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. And, you know, we had a lot of special events that we had hoped to do throughout the month. And during that week in particular, we were going to actually had planned on holding a birthday party out at Governor Nelson State Park. But unfortunately, those events aren't possible. So we're going to try and, you know, refocus a little bit and encourage anybody to follow our social media accounts at the DNR on Facebook or Twitter for some Earth Day activities, and for any parents out there looking for ideas for your kids, there's a great website called EEK that DPI runs, and
what's it called again?
It's EEK. It's www.eekwi.org, and there are all kinds of it's environmental education for kids, and so there'll be all sorts of resources there, and things that people can look to find to learn about the environment, learn about Earth Day, and activities. So that's another thing people can look at to do. But I think, you know, we'd always encourage people to figure out, you know, what you can do at your home or in your neighborhood to, you know, whether it's picking up a little extra litter in a very safe way, or just going for a walk and enjoying, you know, these wonderful resources that we have, will be a good way to think about how far we've come in 50 years and the challenges that we still face.
Mm-hmm. And EEK, what was the website again?
It's EEKWI.org.
.org. Okay. Well, let's take another call. Randy in Lafayette County, what's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I live not far from Yellowstone Lake State Park, and up to the time it was closed, I was probably there 4 or 5 days a week, and I never witnessed more than probably on the busiest day about 40 people there. and everybody was, you know, minding their own business and practiced social distancing. So how would have that park made the list of parks to be closed?
Okay. Beth, comment?
Sure, thank you. One of the issues and one of the reasons why we decided to go for a broader closure sort of throughout the southern region is the expectation that if we had closed some of the larger properties, that those crowds would disperse to the smaller ones and we would just have the same issue that those, you know, if you close Devil's Lake, that crowd migrates to make an even larger crowd at Mirror Lake. And felt that what we needed to do was look at that broader regional closure. And unfortunately, that, you know, some properties that maybe hadn't seen quite the sizes or crowd sizes that, you know, some of the bigger properties had experienced were in that closure. And, you know, that's something that we're looking at. And we've been, you know, monitoring every property and what the visitor situation is and what our staffing capabilities are to manage what's there. So, you know, I mean, I think it's our hope that we'll be able to have properties available to the public as soon as possible and as soon as it's safe to do so.
Okay. James and Phillips, hello.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I was just curious about your fishing game here, and everything is online now, and one of the people that can't go online. So is there any way for us to voice our opinion on, you know, changing the rules and stuff?
Are you talking about the Conservation Congress spring hearings?
Yeah, you want to change this rifle season, you know, want to make that longer, and I don't even know what the other changes are because I can't get online to see it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, we can. We should be able to get something in the mail to you on that. The Conservation Congress spring hearings are being held this week, but obviously in an online situation. And so there is an online way for people to vote, but we should be able to get you paper information on that. And I am trying to think of the best way to get you that information.
Would James's local DNR or DNR regional office have copies they could mail?
They would certainly be able to get you in touch with who can mail you the copy. You could also try calling our DNR customer service line, and they would be able to provide you that information. And wow, our service line is always available during the day. And if you'd like, I can give you that number right now.
Sure.
That's 1-888-936-7463. And our customer service staff will be waiting to help you.
So 1-888-936-7463.
Yes.
We'll post that up as well on our website so that we have that. And we'll also post that EEC website up on WPR.org/Larry. We'll have that so people can just go there too if they need to.
Thank you.
Yeah, James, thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And Samantha in Whitehall has something.
Hi. Yes, thank you for the show. Anyway, I remember as a kid with Earth Day, like at the elementary school that I went to in Gelsdorf, we would get like an evergreen tree, you know, to plant in the yard. And now I had two brothers, so all three of us would get trees. And then my little sister, when she came along, she would get them too. So then we started planting them, and now we have a bunch of trees at my dad's in the, you know, that are like growing up now, you know, that are getting grown up. And it's like neat to go look because now we're older. We go and find our tree. Oh, there's a tree I planted, or my dad helped me plant. And, you know, it's just neat because we used to love doing that because they gave you one you could go pick after school and, you know, in the parking lots. And then, you know, you took it home with you. And it was so cool.
That's wonderful, Samantha. That's the kind of thing you like to hear, isn't it, Beth?
Absolutely. I think it's a perfect illustration of how Earth Day is, you know, a really simple at-home celebration often.
Well, I tell you what, it's been a lot of fun talking with you today. I hope we have a chance to visit again. Will you come by and visit with us once more?
I would love to. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, thank you so much. Our Wisconsin Deputy DNR Secretary, Beth Beer, talking with us about what's going on in the DNR and also talking about Earth Day and some of the celebrations connected with that. I tell you what, it's a lot of fun talking about this. And we had a little jump start on Earth Day a week early. And I think, you know what, as Tia Nelson said, she wants every day to be Earth Day. And we want you to be part of our day, part of your go-to for shows like this one. And we're in our spring member drive. And your gift right now supports this program and all the other programs that you rely on today and every day. So I hope you'll join in with your gift now at 888-202-2552 or just go to WPR.org and make your contribution. We certainly thank you for that. If you can go with $10 a month or more, we'll be happy to send you our famous WPR socks. Again, the number 1-888-202-2552, or go online and contribute at WPR.org. I had a lot of fun today. I hope you did as well. And there's lots more in store here on the Ideas Network. So I hope you'll stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller.